There's always at least one person who wasn't here last week, so I'll just walk through what we already learned last time and catch you up. We are finishing this week chapter 18 in the BCF book. Now, you understand, I draw about 50 verses out of the 200 in each chapter, and I weave them together into our lesson. But you, to get the full benefit of this course, should, at whatever level you can, work through each of the pages of the chapters. So this is our last night doing chapter 18. Next week starts chapter 19, which is on fear. And fear is must be one of our greatest problems, because it's the one command that's negative, a prohibition, what we're not supposed to do, that's most frequent in the Bible. More than anything else. More than don't kill, don't steal, you know, don't commit immorality. The most prohibited thing in the Bible is fear. Fear is not of God. God does not give us a spirit of fear. When we begin to fear, as we'll see next week, it's not from the Lord. He's given us power, love, and a sound mind. So that's an introduction to next week. What we're looking at now with depression is, we're looking from, and we start in 1 Samuel 22, David's life. And what we saw last week is that David was among a galaxy of people that lived what I call life in the minor key. That means they're never far from that kind of downheartedness. I called it Eeyore-ism, you know. And David said in Psalm 142 and verse 7, his soul was imprisoned. He said, Lord, bring my soul, Psalm 142, out of prison. So he had imprisoned emotions. And I'm going through your fill in the blanks. Each of these screens is one of them in your notes. And what I'm contending as we go through this is that we're seeing David sharing a struggle that many people have within the church. And that shared struggle is resisting the temptation. I think in our minds we need to understand the difference between sin and temptation. Temptation, we're all subject. Remember it says in James 5, we're all subject to similar passions as Elijah. That means we all have the propensity to be drawn away. And temptation is much like a fish hook. It's bait. And it catches our attention, but until we bite onto it, we don't get hooked into the sin. But we're facing bait all the time. It's a shared struggle against the temptation to be to live in depression. To be depressed might just be a normal minor key life, but to give in to what depression does, which makes us doubt and fear and lose our joy, that's the sin part. So what I took you through are eight famous biblical characters who struggle with depression. I went through them one at a time. Moses. Moses is a classic example, especially by the time I